When the prodigal son came home, he was happy and dad was happy. But there's an older brother, and that's a different story. When he came in from the field, heard the music and dancing, who the party was for and why, he became angry and wouldn't go in. He said to dad, "Look, that son of yours squandered your property. I've slaved for you all these years, always obedient, yet you never even killed a goat for me and my friends." "But you're always with me and all I have is yours," dad replied. "Your brother came home. He was lost and is found. That's why we had to celebrate." You see, the older brother had the joyous opportunity to be with dad even when the younger brother was gone. But he didn't see it that way. He had worked hard and earned his reward. He was the one that was proving himself to be the slave. The younger brother could only accept dad's generous provisions as a gift. That's the only way anybody can be part of God's kingdom. Receive it as a gift. Then serve God because you love him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look, though.
place as your head comes crumbling down. Do you know what I mean?
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. First hour will be played on KHNC AM radio, 6 p.m., 6 to 7, which will be streamed also on 1360KHNC.com. Podcast will be on radio site, 1360KHNC.com. Visiting with you about Kamala Harris, Pilgrim Society, secret society that has ruled the world from London, City of London, and New York City. Very powerful people, ruled the world for the last 80 years. But the capstone on the pyramid is the Rockefeller family, which has now been placed in the hands of Bill and Hillary Clinton, Rockefeller children. And Hillary, a much more higher ranking Illuminati member than Bill. Bill is lesser than Hillary, and you can tell. He's kind of compared to Hillary, he's a weakling. But now, with Kamala Harris, her husband, Douglas Emhoff, I'm going to read a little bit about this two. They were married, I think, 2014. Kamala failed to disclose her relationship to Sir Nigel G. Knowles, who is a Pilgrim Society member in City of London. Her husband, Douglas C. Emhoff, worked for Knowles at DLA Piper PLC in London. Nigel is a fellow director of SGO Smartmatic with Lord George Mark Malik Brown. Now these are Kamala's friends. They control the Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin voting machines from Dominion, Smartmatic, ESNS, Sequoia, Premier, Diebold, Optect, voting machines, which were responsible for the 2020 voter fraud. This is who Kamala is associated with. Her husband, working for DLA Piper. These people are part of the establishment. She's Jamaican. Her mother is Indian. She's not black. Her father may be the darker skin because he's Jamaican. But she did not come from the African-American race in this country. Jamaican and Indian. Her dad was owned slaves, very powerful man in Jamaica. So I present this to also, like I had stated at the end of the hour, J.D. Vance's wife, his Hindu wife, Usha Chilukuri Vance. She worked for the law firms associated with the Clinton Foundation, Hillary and Bill Clinton. She was paid to attend Cambridge University in the UK by Sir Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who were knighted members of the British Pilgrim Society, Bill Gates, who funded the Purbright Institute, and they hold 11 coronavirus patents.
the king of Corona, Bill Gates. You haven't heard anything about Bill Gates. You haven't seen what's coming. Bill Gates. Once, I'm going to have to just present to you the truth, the cold hard, the hard facts, the cold case facts. By the end of this year, I don't know how, Barry Satoru, the Christian name of the Muslim Barack Obama, will be back in power. They'll be right on that, in that little gray area where he's not quite in, but he's not quite out. He's kind of there already. And when he resumes the head of the head of the king of America, the president, that word doesn't mean anything anymore. The ruler of America, his number one go-to guy is going to be Bill Gates. Bill Gates will be the go-to guy. Kamala is going to be history, regardless of her affiliation with Pilgrim Society, her husband, who he is. Pelosi is going to go bye-bye. There's going to be one feature about Barack Obama when he returns to power. He's going to replace many of the women and replace them with men. And I don't mean he, she's, I mean men. This is what's coming to this country. Like I stated at the end of the first hour, Donald Trump had a little bit of wind taken out of him with this assassination attempt. He knows how powerful the continuity of government agencies are. He is fully aware of it. There have been many attempts on his life over the last 8 years. This was the open one. But there have been other attempts that they've not disclosed. This one took a little wind out of him. And I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 11 to 1 daily, through the week.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program, podcast streamed on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com, to the Present Truth podcast. Donald Trump, I think with this assassination attempt, it was a true assassination attempt. This is not hyperbole. This happened. And you have the wackos out there that are saying it was all staged. This attempt, I think it took something out of Trump. I'm going to give you a spiritual insight. Isaiah chapter 21. Isaiah is a watchman. And the Lord asks him, "What do you see?" And he says, "I see a rider, two horses running swiftly." And the watchmen at night, they were given a position, a post. And they had to sit at that post all night long, awake, alert, because enemies coming to attack the city, or even animals. They had lions, leopards, and the people of the city had to be warned. The watchmen watched what was happening in the night. Well, here Isaiah is late in his life, and he's been in service to God, a prophet. And, you know, at the end of your life, you want to take what you have accumulated and you want to retire and have a nice retirement. With God, there's no such thing. In God's kingdom, with the born-again people, there's no retirement. Even late in life, when you're maybe not as active as you were when you were younger, you still have the ability to pray. Even to the time of your death, you have the ability to have a relationship with God and pray, if God wants you to continue to pray in your last hours. And that's what it was with Isaiah. He was wanting to retire, but God gives him a fearful vision about the United States of America. He sees these two enemies coming. And these enemies were moving swiftly like sparrows with an objective, quick. And the purpose of these sparrows, which were aircraft, was to hit two towers in New York City. One called Nelson, one called David. This was a warning to the American people that God sees America from the past. He sees the future. And he was telling the Rockefeller family, "I see who you are, and I'm going to bring you down." And he destroyed the two towers, the steel workers that built these two towers there in New York City. They named those towers. They called one tower David, the other Nelson. They named those two buildings. And in Isaiah chapter 21, the vision Isaiah saw, he said there were treacherous dealers dealing treacherously to bring down those towers in a great nation, in a great end of the world empire. And God would use the destruction of those two towers to speak to the world, to warn the world of many things. But to warn the family, the Rockefeller family, that he was going to come to judge them and bring them down. And they, the Rockefellers, may have had a hand and bringing those towers down. But God was showing the Christian people and the world that nothing that man builds will stand. God can cause it to disintegrate and fall to the ground in a pile of dust. This is what's going to happen to the empire of the Rockefellers. It is over. God is warned that it's coming to an end. A family that is in this, it's that had the intent, the intentions to rule the whole world. And God sent an individual by the name of Vladimir Putin and another individual by the name of Xi Jinping in 2022 at the Beijing Olympics. And with these two individuals, they joined together in a partnership. You might say it was a blood covenant. Were they together, were determined, and they knew they were together, they would be able to bring America's rule of the nations to an end. But they weren't looking in terms of the United States of America or the Democrat or Republican Party or the military-industrial complex or the Federal Reserve. That's not what they were thinking. In that, on that day when they made this agreement at the Beijing Olympics in February 4th, 2022, they were thinking in terms of a family, the Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller family has done much to destroy China. And it was the Rockefeller family was involved in the Bolshevik Revolution with the English, the British, to destroy the royals of Russia, the Romanovs. Countries don't get Alzheimer's. People get Alzheimer's, sundowners, sunuppers, dementia. Countries don't get dementia, Alzheimer's. Vladimir Putin is fully aware of what happened to the royals of Russia when the English and the American British Pilgrim Society employed Lenin to start that revolution in Russia, in Ukraine. Putin knows about it. He never forgot it. Xi Jinping never forgot the history of China going back into the 1800s when the Rockefellers were selling kerosene candles, kerosene lamps, kerosene and the lanterns, and how the Rockefellers all through the 1910, 20, 30, how the Rockefellers put Mao Zedong in power, Chairman Mao, and how they intended to use China to bring about world hegemony. Xi Jinping knows the history. So when these two leaders gathered at the Beijing Olympics in February of 2022, they weren't thinking in terms of China and her industrial power, her economic power, her military power. They were thinking in terms of what has this family in America done to our country, to our people? What will this family do to our country and our people in the future? These two men were thinking of a family. They weren't thinking, again, I'm trying to emphasize this to you so you can see history through the eyes of the Bible. The world will never understand what has happened in the last 100 years, 200, 300, 2,000, 6,000 years, unless you view everything through what God has placed in the Bible. The book of Revelation is the most important book for our time. The Rockefellers are in that book. I'm telling you, I don't have the time. The Rockefeller family is in that book. Rockefeller family is in the book of Isaiah chapter 47, Isaiah chapter 21. They're called ruthless, they're called it treacherous dealers dealing ruthlessly, treacherously. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping and Modi of India and the president of Brazil and the leaders of South Africa, the leaders of the nations, I'm giving you insight. They are not fighting the United States of America. They are fighting a family called the Rockefeller family and all of the tentacles. Jesus Christ said that everything that's done in secret will be revealed. You cannot fight the Word of God. You cannot fight Christ's words. You can't. What Christ said is going to happen, must happen, will happen, cannot be stopped. Vladimir Putin, I'm telling you, and Xi Jinping, Modi, all the leaders of the world, they're at war with a family that has ruled America since 1901, or 19, I don't know the exact date, but I know early in 1901 to 1915. And this is what the Bible says. And Christ said that He wants the whole world to know, and they cannot stop it. And even, Christ says that even the servants of the devil, they don't know the whole plan. It would be God's people revealing what is being done in secret, and even the occult world will see what their own family members are doing. They want to know, but the family members don't want to tell the whole family what's going on in secret, behind closed doors, in the parlor, smoking cigars and drinking champagne. The whole world must know. And in this election, there may come a time, a day, where God comes to Donald Trump and says, Donald, you've been a faithful servant. It's time now. You're not going to take any more hits. You're not going to be lied about. I'm going to just shake the world. Donald, turn in your resignation to the nation and let me bring judgment upon America. Don't interfere any longer with the occult world. Let me handle it. And Donald Trump may someday come before the people and say, you know, it has been a wonderful time. I've had the best time of my life. I've enjoyed meeting all of you. I've enjoyed fighting for you. But God has told me it is time. My duties are done. I have to let you put you in the hands of God and let God be God. And I can no longer stop the damaging winds that will come when I leave. Donald Trump God may have him address the nation, say, I'm finished. And the winds of hell will hit this country and hit the world. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Podcasts are on 1360, the radio station, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Need pain relief? Greska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on Americans Freedom Network. Excuse me. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. And weeknights, 6 to 7. First hour is played again, 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado. Podcast 13, or a podcast, yes, on 1360khnc.com. Have something in my throat here. Sorry. Donald Trump, when he's gone, destruction begins. Will Kamala pull it off? No. Does she have a lot of power and authority? Limited. Very, very weak. No power, no authority. We're going to see. Obama walk all over her. You're not going to keep him out. He wants back now. He wants in. I have a friend that called. She and her husband called last night. They have a friend that does a lot of research. I'd read an article last week that in the Amendment 12 and 22, there's a possibility that Barack Obama could be nominated for vice president. And the friend who does a lot of researching, they called to tell me that she had said that according to the Constitution, that was not possible. I believe her over the shill hardcore leftist that wrote the article on Amendment 12 and 22. So no, he cannot come back by being vice president. That means he's going to overthrow the government. His political establishment, the agencies that he still rules over, he's going to come back by force, unlawfully, illegally, unconstitutionally. No one's going to stop him. American people, whether they care, like it or not, it's going to be of no matter, no consequence, irrelevant. He's coming back. He's the only one that will replace Donald Trump. The great sucking sound. Now that Kamala has been chosen to be the queen on the throne, now everybody, the great sucking sound, all of a sudden, all through the Democratic Party, everybody is coming for, I want my son to be appointed to ambassadorship here. I want to be an ambassador there. Everybody's coming for the coming appointments to be part of, they think, the first female president of the United States of America. And the great vacuum is bringing in hundreds and thousands of people who want a spot, who want a place, who want to be placed, who want to be part of history. Well, hate to disappoint these people. If you want to be positioned, you're going to have to be talk to Barack. Lightning. Satan is going to fall from heaven like lightning, like Barack. You better talk to him. And I don't ask you to believe me. I don't even ask you to listen to me. For those that, you know, like on my Sunday program, I've stated before that there are some people that are not interested in knowing the truth, what has happened in the past, the present, and the future. They're not interested. They want to be left alone. They want to enjoy life. They want to spend. They want to do what they want to do. And if you want to know the truth, I'll tell you what I know. I'll tell you what I'm sure of. What I'm not sure of, I will let you know that I'm just not sure. How is Barack Obama coming back? I don't know exactly what and how. That he's coming back? Yes. Unlawfully? Yes. Illegally? Yes. Destroying the Constitution? Violating every law in the Constitution? Yes. Can anybody stop him? No. Donald Trump? Will he win the presidency? No. Will he even finish? Will there be a campaign? Will there be an election in November 5? I doubt it. I really doubt it. The particulars are too vague. I can't tell you dates, times. Will Obama take the world, America, to war? Yes. Like I stated yesterday, the Revelation chapter 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, there is the white horse, and it says there is a rider on the white horse, and the rider has a bow in his hand and is riding to make war with who? The nations. Where does the horse come from? The United States. What is the name of the rider on the horse? Barack Obama. God is detailed in what he presents to his people through prophecy. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com, the radio station site. I podcast from Studio B, Internet Radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The rider of the white horse, Barack Obama is his name. He has a bow in his hand. He's going to make war with the nations. In 2025, it begins. Rick Rodriguez, I'll return in a few minutes.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts help you get by.
Study further, a few more years or so. I'm so hungry.
First hour of today's program will be aired tonight at 6 p.m. on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Streamed at 6 o'clock on khnc.com. 1360khnc.com. I had a list of articles to go through today, but I felt that I needed to go a different direction. The Democrats have pulled off the coup against Biden, and Biden has canceled 9 trips, so it appears as if he's still living. The Democrats, they locked Kamala Harris in for the to run for president. She won't be president. There will never be a woman president in the United States of America. Never. Not even Hillary, as powerful as she was. God would not allow it. And the people behind her in Pilgrim Society were hoping she would be president. She is the, I believe, the individual that has the fate of the Rockefeller family in her hands. Bill doesn't have it in his hands. Both are Rockefeller children. She is the heir. Should she live long enough, and should the objectives of the Rockefeller family, the 5 brothers, John D. Rockefeller's son, Jr., his 5 boys, Nelson, David, I believe it was Lawrence, Morgan, and Winthrop, being the father of Bill Clinton. It takes a family to rule a nation. It took the 5 Amschel Rothschild boys to rule the empire in Europe. It takes 5 boys to rule the empire in the West. And they did a perfect job. They rule everything. All the Indian wealth on the Indian lands in America, they harvested that wealth. They used the Christian churches internationally. Example, Brazil. The missionaries, these big Baptist churches or other churches, they go into the jungle to find the little tribes and the people to preach the gospel. Well, the men that would go out and take the gospel to these tribes had to report to a board. The board had to report back to the main denomination in the United States where these little tribes were, how many were in the tribes, who were the leaders of the tribes. Basically, the Phoenix program, but outside of Cambodia and Vietnam. And they would report, I'll bring all this information back to the main denominations, Presbyterian, Protestants, Baptists, whatever. And who had access to that? The American government. So the government knew everything about what these missionaries were doing. A shame to the missionaries. A shame to these big denominations. You gave all the goods. And the men and who, what tribe ruled over an area. And those tribes in Brazil, all the riches in the ground belonged to them by inheritance. And guess who ended up contacting all of the church boards? Nelson. And he found out where the tribes were, their regions, who they had to talk to go in and plunder the wealth of those regions. This is systematic theft. Remember, in the first hour, I told you the story of Christ how Satan left after Christ after the temptation. Satan left to go out and recruit people for the kingdom of darkness, to recruit people to build the kingdom of darkness, the cosmos. And Christ has been employing people to preach the gospel to mankind so mankind might have eternal life and have life more abundantly during their short years of life. So there's two employers, Christ and the devil. Who are you going to be employed by? Who will you serve? Who will you bow to? For those that are not believers, even you who are believers, are you faithful to Christ? Are you faithful to what God has called you to do? To occupy till He returns? To let your families and those around you know that we're in the last 10 years? To warn them there's no time to build a 6,000 square foot home? No sense in buying a Bentley. Time is coming to an end. Christ is speaking very clearly to the world. War is coming. The rider of the white horse is mounting that horse. He's going to be on board, and he's going out to make war on the world. America's Freedom Network, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th. Filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at
KHNC.
For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
One more time, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Internet Radio. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. And then tonight at 6 p.m., the first hour aired on the radio station, 1360 AM radio. I have too many things in front of me. Donald Trump, someday may just say, I have fulfilled all that Christ has asked me to do, and I am finished. Thank everybody for supporting me. God bless you. And he will just go into life and enjoy the balance of his days. The rider of the right horse in Revelation chapter 6, I'm telling you, the horse comes from the United States of America. To go out to make war, he's going to be used to make war on the nations. The white horse comes out of America. The rider on the horse will be Barack Obama. He has a bow in his hand, and he's going out to wage war on the world. And here we find out this year, about a month ago, there is a new military draft, conscription laws for our youth, 18 to 26. Females are also going to probably be asked to require or forced to not require, may be required to register. They may not be drafted, but they're going to be forced to register. America is going to war with the nations. The nations are going to beat the weapons or the plowshare, their tractors, everything used for agriculture is going to be used to create weapons, swords, bullets, bombs, tanks, aircraft for war. The nations that are violent and angry, the punishment is coming to the people in the world in general, to the nation of Israel. God is going to make things righteously right with the nation of Israel, because many of the Jewish people are far from God. And the Christian people are far from God also. And Christ did say, or it is stated, that judgment begins at the house of God first. So the punishment to the Christian people in this country is coming very shortly. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, daily, 11 to 1. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. We'll visit tomorrow.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.